There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We saw the Kiwis name their wider squad for the Rugby League World Cup. We will go through it now and talk about the side that we would pick. So these are the names: Nelson Asofa-Solomona, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Dill Brown, James Fisher-Harris, Kieran Foran, Hamlin Uele, Corey Hadaware-Onaira, Peter Hicku, Jerome Hughes, Sean Johnson, Sebastian Chris, Moses Leota, Isaac Liu, Joey Manu, Jeremy Marshall-King, Tamari Martin, Kent Mamalo, Ronaldo Mulatalo, Griffin Neame, Charles Nicol-Klokstad, Britton Okora, Cody Nikorima, Murata, Neokore, Isaiah Papali'i, Jordan Rapana, Jordan Rickey, Bailey Simonson, Brandon Smith, Scotty Sorensen, Joey Tapane, Matty Tomoko, Jared Rhea Hargraves, and Dallin Watene Zalesniak. One hell of a squad, and good God, you can make a dangerous 17 out of this team, and it's scary to see some of the guys that have been left out. First of all, some picks that I really like that got a bait in this team. Obviously, Joey Manu, he's in this side, so he will be at fullback for the New Zealand Warriors, and he will be terrifying as well. Very, very nervous of him playing there. I love that Jeremy Marshall-King is in this squad as well. I think he's come off an unbelievable season, so very, very happy to see him there. Guys that I probably didn't anticipate to be in this squad, but they are, and it makes complete sense now that I see them there as well. One of them would be the Canberra Raiders left centre. Obviously, the great Sebastian Chris. I didn't realise he was a Kiwi, to be perfectly honest with you. I knew that he went home during the 2020 season. I didn't realise that was New Zealand. I've come to know today that apparently it was. So great to see him there. I think he's had a fantastic season for the Canberra Raiders. He's obviously his other centre partner, Matty Tomoko from the Canberra Raiders. He's also in this side, which I really, really like that pick. You've got young Griffin Neame from the Penrith Panthers. I think he has been sensational for the Cowboys over the last year or so. Another one that he got injured during the season, so we've probably underappreciated his performances a little bit. But Braden Hamlin Uele, I think he was the Cronulla Sharks' best forward in the first half of the season until he got injured. So great to see him get a bait. Obviously, Sean Johnson as well, going on a World Cup. I don't have SJ in my best 17, to be honest with you, and if there was an injury to the halves, he wouldn't be my next choice either, realistically, but it is great to see Sean Johnson back in the Kiwi squad, and I would definitely take him overseas with me. There is no doubt about that. But it is a very strong squad, especially the forward pack. The forward pack is honestly unbelievable. I think you could make a really fair argument that the forward pack is better than the Kangaroos. I definitely think you could make a serious argument that the New Zealand forward pack is going to be the very best at the World Cup. And you've got to consider as well that they have lost a fair whack of troops to playing for the Pacific Nations. So pretty scary where the Kiwis are at. They've got an unbelievable forward pack. Their spine is incredible. It's their outside backs and their centres that maybe worries me a little bit, but they're still damn quality players. So let's get into my side that I would pick at fullback, Joey Manu. here's the automatic pick for me. You could consider like a Chance Nickel-Klokstad, but for me, I just have to go Joey Manu. He is one of the premier players in our game. I think fullback is his better position. I think he's going to absolutely tear it up at this World Cup. He's going to be a scary, scary prospect for every other sides. Wingers, we had plenty of options here. Guys like DWZ, Rapana, Mulatalo, Kenny Mamalo. We had a heap of options here to pick from. We have ended up going with Jordan Rapana from the Canberra Raiders, bit of an experienced campaigner there. We've picked him on one edge. And on the other edge, we've gone for the Cronulla Sharks, Mulatalo. So DWZ, one guy that we left out. Who have we got? Bailey Simonson, another one that we didn't pick. Mamalo, we didn't pick. So plenty of really talented guys that can come in on the sting if need be. Just feel like Rapana's got a little bit of that X factor and he'll bring the sort of passion that the Kiwis will need at this World Cup. And Mulatalo, I think his form this year has been incredible and he picks himself in this team, especially after the whole Queensland Maroons debacle last year. Great to see Mulatalo in this side, appreciated by this side, and I think he's going to come out and have a fantastic World Cup, Mulatalo. We have a look at the centres. And look, plenty of options here. We've obviously got the two Canberra Raiders centres. Considered both of these guys, Sebastian Chris and Matty Tomoko. Obviously, Bailey Simonson, he could put his hand up there. There's a heap of options of guys that you could play in this spot. Mulatalo's obviously played a bit of centre in the past. Joey Manu's a premier centre. DWZ, he can play in the centres or out on the wing. But for me, in the centres, I've gone with the experienced campaigner, Peter Hiku. I think his season for the North Queensland Cowboys has been incredible. I've been very, very impressed with him this season. So Peter Hiku, he was sort of my automatic one there. The other centre spot was really interesting. As I said, I considered these two Raiders boys, considered a couple of other guys, but I'll tell you what, the guy I've gone for, Marata Neokore. Now, I think he's a back rower, but I think centre might be his best position. Every time he plays centre for the Parramatta Eels, he looks unreal. And I look at this Canberra Raiders side, they've got points everywhere, but just having probably the best defensive centre that's going to be at this World Cup in Neokore, I think it's going to be a huge, huge plus there. So Marata Neokore, I would pick him in the centres. Very good defensively. Fantastic in attack as well. He can sort of do it all. I had him on the bench when I first picked this side. Then I made a couple of changes, and I just think centre might be the spot that he will be. As I said, I think he's a back rower, but I just love him at centre. I think he's sensational there, and I think he will be the guy that they will go for. Now the halves, these two pick themselves for me. Dylan Brown and Jerome Hughes, very easy to pick these two. I think they are the obvious choice. Guys that missed out, though, Kieran Foran not in the side. Neither is Sean Johnson. Neither is Cody Nikorima. So there's a bit of depth there for the Kiwis here. For me, though, I would have Hughes and Dylan Brown. I think they've both been incredible this year, in particular Dylan Brown. If one of them was to go down, I would then go Kieran Foran. And if something was to happen to Foz, then I would probably look at Sean Johnson. But for me, Hughes and Brown, they are the obvious two to come in. Now, front row forwards. Now, there are so many front row forwards to pick from out of this side, it is not even funny. Some of the guys that I've had to leave out, I think are premier players in our game. So very, very tough. And I have picked my side based on if I was playing the Kangaroos. So I've picked, you know, going up against the best team in the world, in my opinion, the Kangaroos, how I would pick my side. So there is a little bit of impact coming off the bench. And potentially, it might not be their absolute best 17 that you could pick, but I've sort of picked it around a game plan, which I will explain. So the two front rowers that I would have start the first 25 minutes of this game from the Penrith Panthers, James Fisher-Harris, the alpha in this team. I would be more than happy to start with him, and I think the Kiwis will come World Cup time in the big game. So James Fisher-Harris, and to partner him, you need a bit of grub in this team. I'm going to go with Jared Waitea-Hargraves. Now, I wouldn't be expecting JWH to play big minutes, to be honest with you. He'd play the opening 20 for me, and then I'd probably bring him on for 10 or 15 minutes a little bit later in the game when I needed him most in the game. But JFH and JWH, they would be my two starting front rowers, Fisher-Harris and Waitea-Hargraves. Now, this is where it gets interesting. My hooker, I know everyone would go straight away for Brandon Smith. I'm actually going to pick Jeremy Marshall-King. Now, am I going to play Jeremy Marshall-King for the whole game? No, I'm not, but he is going to play hooker for me to start the game, and my rotation would be pretty simple. I would have JMK start at 9, and then I'll jump to the 13 jersey now where I would have Brandon Smith. So I would have Jeremy Marshall-King. He would play about the first 60 minutes of the game for me. I don't think he's an 80-minute hooker in the international arena, but I would have Jeremy Marshall-King start the game, play at least until halftime and a little bit into the second half as well. Then for the last 25 or 30 minutes, I would bring Brandon Smith back off the bench. So I'd get him to play the opening 30 minutes or whatever it might be, have a little spell, and then come in to finish the game at hooker. That's how I would work my rotation. So Jeremy Marshall-King, he'd be my starting nine. Brandon Smith would be at 13. Cheese would play through the middle in his first stint, come off, have a spell, then he'd jump on and play hooker in his second stint, and Jeremy Marshall-King would come back to the bench as coverage for any injuries or anything. My second rowers, really tough once again. Guys like Kenny Bromwich, I didn't manage to fit into this team. A number of really talented back rowers that I couldn't find a spot for them because I'm such a huge fan of these two guys that I've picked. Jordan Rickey, couldn't get him a start there. Scotty Sorensen, couldn't get him a start in the back row. So I've gone for Brett Nakora from the Cronulla Sharks. I think he's had a great season there. I think he's in for a big World Cup. And Isaiah Papali'i, who might be the best back rower in the world right now. He definitely picks himself without a doubt. And Brett Nakora, I think he'll be fantastic. Now, obviously, they both play on the right side at club level. Personally, I'd be moving IPAP over to the left side to link up him and Dylan Brown, and I would be leaving Nakora on the right edge. That's how I would play it. So my starting team, Manu, Rapana, Neokore, Hiku, Mulatalo, Brown, Hughes, James Fitzharris, Jeremy Marshall-King, Jared Rea-Hargraves, Nakora, IPAP, and Cheese. Now on the bench, Jersey 14 would probably be my utility. Cody Nikarima is a guy that you could look at, but it came down to two guys for me. The first one is Tamare Martin. I've been very, very impressed with him so far this year at the Brisbane Broncos. He can cover 5'8", he can cover fullback. That's the beauty of having Joey Manu in this team as well. You can cover a range of positions, same as Peter Hiku, same as Neokore, Mulatalo. You have got a bit of versatility here. So Tamare Martin is one guy that I would consider. The other one here is CHN. He's another guy that I think is a little bit of a wild card. He can jump out in the centres, he can play in the middle, he can sort of do anything you want, CHN. So one of those two guys I would take at 14, and if I play this team the way that I would want to use them, obviously I would have Jeremy Marshall-King at 9 to start the game, then he'd come back to the bench, so he'd be able to cover sort of your halves and stuff, and then you've got plenty of guys that can shift you out to the centres. So Tamare Martin or CHN, I'd probably lean towards CHN, but obviously Tamare Martin, he offers a very special skill set that not many guys do, and he could jump into the halves. But I also think that if one of my halves went down, I could chuck Joey Manu there, and one of my many outside backs could jump into the fullback role. So plenty of options there. The two guys coming off the bench, I would have Nelson Asofa-Solomona. I think he's been fantastic for the Melbourne Storm this year, and I think he's going to have a massive World Cup with New Zealand. And partnering him on the bench, I would have Joe Tappanay. And once I put Joe Tappanay on about the 20th minute, I'd make a direct swap with Jared Rea-Hargraves. Tappanay, he would not leave the field for the rest of the game. I think he's the informed player in the world at the moment. I shouldn't say in the world, I haven't been watching Super League, but in the NRL, by far and away, I think he's the most informed player here. So it is a bit controversial to have him coming off the bench, but for me, James Fitzharris, he's a true leader, and JWH, I want him out there when the game starts. I want him to really set the tone, come off after 20 minutes, do a number on himself, then put Joe Tappanay on to play the last 60 minutes of the game and have a huge impact there. And then you will obviously, at about the 30-minute mark, you would take off James Fitzharris and you would put Nass on, and he would absolutely cause havoc with Joe Tappanay. At this point, you'd obviously have Brandon Smith come from the field as well, and that's when I would also be inserting Scotty Sorensen, the best bench player in the NRL, into this side. So Joey Manu, Rapana, Neokore, Hiku, Mulatalo, Brown, Hughes, JFH, JMK, JWH, Nakora, IPAP, Cheese. My bench, I'd go with CHN or Tamare Martin as my 14. Then I would have Nelson, Asofa-Solomona, Joe Tappanay, and Scotty Sorensen off the bench. As you can see, my bench is incredibly strong with Nass, Tappanay, and Sorensen. But that's just the way that I would play this game. It'll be played over there in England. I think it'll be really, really tight to start because of the conditions over there. So I'm happy to start with Fitzharris and JWH, set the tone, just compete that first 20 minutes, go 100 miles an hour, and then come off for a break, boys, and let some of the most informed front rowers in rugby league come on and rip and tear. Nass, Tappanay, and the best bench player in rugby league, Scotty Sorensen. This is going to be one hell of a Kiwi side heading over over to England for this World Cup. They're going to shake a lot of cages. And if we get to the end of this competition and Michael Maguire's New Zealand Kiwis team is holding the trophy, I will not be shocked in the slightest, because this team is unreal. Huge forward pack, unbelievable bench, and the spine is incredible. Just reading through here, some of the names that didn't make the team: Kenny Bromwich, Hamlin Uele, Sean Johnson, Sebastian Chris, Moses Leota, Isaac Liu, Tamari Martin, Ken Mamalo, Griffin Neem, Chance Nickel-Klockstad, Cody Nikorima.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jordan Ricci, Bailey Simonson, Matty Tomoko, DWZ. I mean, those sort of caliber of players aren't making this team. They aren't making my team anyway, which I think is incredibly impressive. As I said, this team, they are going to give it a real shake at this World Cup.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.